Hello.
Hello, my name is Wilbert. How are you doing today, Lydia? I'm actually with Arizona Opinion Surveys, and I want to conduct a survey with you about, like, issues facing your community and nation.
Okay.
Great. So can you tell me, I know that is way far off, Ms. Lydia, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for President, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely will.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for, like, Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Hispanic.
Thank you very much. And your age is 37 years. Is that correct, or should I fix that?
36.
36, right? Let me fix it. Thank you very much. So, and thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Probably progressive.
Progressive. Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied? Dissatisfied or very dissatisfied in the the direction the country is headed?
Yeah, I don't really know. Kind of somewhere in the middle.
Like dissatisfied?
Sure. Yeah, I don't really know.
Okay.
Right,
not
in
a problem.
The middle.
Great. Now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns, like, of some people that say they want the president and Congress most focused on for each. I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it's not important at all, okay? Now,
okay.
Protecting voting rights and democracy, is that not at all important, somewhat important, or most important? You can use numbers from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. And what about improving K through 12 education? Like kinder through 12 education? 10, right? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs?
Maybe a 9.
9, thank you. And banning tobacco products for adults?
I don't know, 6.
Thank you. And making college more affordable?
Ooh, 8.
Thank you very much. Great. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as a president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. When 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly nothing, warm or cold, okay? So
okay.
Democrats in Congress, you can use numbers from 0 to 100. Democrats in a Congress.
I don't know. Let's say 75.
75, thank you. What about the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA?
Sixty.
Thank you. How about Joe Biden?
I don't know, 80.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We'll go to the next section. We're at 38%. Thank you for your patience. We do have to complete at 100, okay? This will be quick, ma'am. We're almost done. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be, like, focused on for each. I want you to rate a scale from 0 to 10 to let me know how much that important that issue is for you, for them to focus on, okay? Where, you know, a 0 means that it isn't important, and 10 means that it's more important, and 5 means it's somewhat. Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market. Do you think that's not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
Maybe a 9.
9, thank you. Now, banning different tobacco products for adults.
I don't know, six.
Thank you. How about preventing underage tobacco use?
10.
Thank you. And reducing opiate abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
10.
Thank you. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Now, considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Somewhat oppose.
Yeah.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. Thank you. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older bring like more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm? Is that like
more benefit?
Much more benefit? Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now, regardless of where you stand of these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
Other issues are more important right now.
Thank you very much. We're at 55%. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence, and prevention, education, and helping adult smokers who can't work, who can't or won't quit cigarettes, switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use, banning products or flavors, like requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive?
The first option.
First option. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Now, I'd like you to read some more. I'm going to read some things that say come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. So for each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that, okay? That outcome.
Okay.
Now, most dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Is that very concerned, like somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. An immediate loss over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Thank you. The creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales with associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Is that very concerned, somewhat, not at all concerned, or not very concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. We are at, let me see, 68% now and almost done. Thank you for your patience. Now I'm going to read you the last statements of people that have made about the potential ban of nicotine in cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it strongly agree, and 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means you don't agree with the statement. So our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking. And our current policies of education and harm reduction have led to the lowest smoking rates in 30 years. Underage usage is down to 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 90s, you know. Policies like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. So, and we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal. Do you do not at all agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree? You could use from 0 to 10.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. You know, we already have cartels inflating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. Do you do not agree at all, somewhat agree, or strongly agree? You could choose from 0 to 10 as well.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. That's a 5. Okay. Now, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when should instead be like continuing to educate them on the dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation support of harm reduction. Do you do not agree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives. Lately, bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it's a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all. Do you do not agree at all with that? Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support, oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat
oppose.
Oppose, yeah.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Thank you very much. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for the adults of 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Much more benefit, someone more benefit, someone more harm, or much more harm?
Somewhat benefit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact in your decision to vote for? Much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, much less willing, or have no impact?
No impact.
Thank you. Now we're at 75%. In the past 30 days, ma'am, have you used any of the following products? You could choose yes or no. Smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
Wine? Wine?
Okay, I can't remember. Yeah, I think
okay.
So.
And, oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Cigars?
No.
Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Liquor or spirits?
No.
Soda pop?
Yes.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
Coffee?
Yes.
E-cigarette or e-vapor products?
No.
And beer?
No.
Okay. Thank you. So we're at 90%.
Yes. Sorry.
You did
yes,
drink
beer
in the 30 days. Okay. We'll put yes here. Thank you. Now we're already at 90%. These switching gears a little bit, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, and we're almost done, okay? So what's the last year of schooling that you've completed? You could choose 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate bachelor's degree, or postgraduate master's?
A master's.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single. Wow. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Yes, right. Okay, let me go back. And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? You could choose low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or wealthy?
Working.
Working class. And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association? Like?
No.
Okay. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, this concludes our survey. I do thank you. Be blessed, and your opinion is important. Thank you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm, bye.